Hello, my name is Eduardo Roldan.
And my name is Juan Martin.
And today we will be talking about how artists throughout American history have hidden racism throughout their work and not been blatant about it. However, we want to make it clear early in this recording that we're not criticizing the author, and we're not calling them racist themselves, because sometimes there's a lot of more factors that come to play in this. However, the writing does show some sort of racism.
Yeah, definitely. The background plays a huge
part.
Yeah, a huge part of the of their writing and what they felt, and what their and the meaning of their books. But they are a huge part of American bibliography.
Especially coming from a Latin culture, Latino culture.
Yeah, from Argentina and Mexico. These are countries where racism is not present. There's no people of color in our countries. So for us coming to America and hearing all these problems and how authors used to write and how they used to hide the N-word and talk about racism so openly many times, it's a big thing and like quite shocking for us.
Yeah, definitely. Especially like coming from Mexico, you never really hear of anyone being discriminated for being a different color or anything.
Exactly.
So I guess coming here and being and talking about that in class especially, I think was what took me a little bit by surprise, because I had never thought of it as in a negative way, I guess.
Yeah, I'm quite shocking to find it in books that childs are reading, and how their mothers, like how their parents and society is putting that into their heads. Maybe not in like implicit ways, but it's not in an explicit way, but it's like somewhere like hidden in the books. Like you're hearing how people of color is a bit less than
yeah.
White people.
Yeah, they're seen as less. I agree. I think this is a good way to move into, like, I guess our first author we're gonna be talking about, Mark Twain. Obviously, I guess he was born in Missouri during time where racism was probably at its peak in the United States.
Yeah,
so for sure that had to affect his writing. Just without looking too deep into it, I mean, in his book Huckleberry Finn, he uses the N-word in almost every other page.
Yeah.
And I mean, that for sure had to play a part with it. However, I did a little bit more research on Mark Twain, and it's actually seen that he wasn't as racist as some of his books led him to believe, you know? I guess what caught my attention when we were assigned this presentation to see what we were going to talk about, and we said racism, I thought, oh, for sure, Mark Twain was, I mean, he was really racist, born in Missouri during time of slavery. However, he went to Yale University once while he was already writing, and his tour guide was actually black, and he toured whatever, and then after the tour ended, Twain sent a letter to the tour guide and pretty much saying, I feel so bad for what has happened to your race in the years past, so he went on to explain that he will pay for the rest of the tour guide's
college
education
career
in Yale. So I thought that shows how, I mean, I guess Twain wasn't as racist as some people would
believe.
Yeah,
and I see it's explained on his book, which makes me realize and think maybe that maybe it was... like people was expecting a bit of like racism in his books? You think that made him like sell more books or like made them more interesting? What do you think about that?
I mean, yeah, perhaps, especially in the way when he started publishing books, I'm sure that was a big thing. And I mean, that's a tough question. I feel like, yeah, there's probably, to some extent, he did incorporate it, maybe not to sell books, maybe just because he didn't think racism was as bad, because that's just what he saw every day.
Yeah, maybe like he maybe even do it to like fit in, to make his books to like fit into more society more, because like as Eduardo said before, like with his experience going to Yale and paying for this tour guide's education, like he wasn't racist. Maybe it was just normal for him, and he realized, like he knew that by saying these things, like using the N-word and putting people of color maybe under white people, he would sell more books and be like more accepted by society at that time.
Well, I guess moving more into the Adventures of Tom Sawyer, which is the book we read in class. One instance where Twain uses racism to show, I guess, the difference in race with Tom and his friends is, I guess, when they first see Injun Joe, the bad guy, they immediately point him out and they describe him as the bad guy, you know, not without really showing any characteristics other than the fact that he was Native American.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, this does show that Tom felt Injun Joe, since he was, I guess, different than the rest of his friends, he was immediately seen in a negative way. Tom, I guess there's this quote I found in the book. It says, Tom felt sure he could never draw a safe breath again until the man was dead and he had seen his corpse. So, I mean, this is pretty shocking, especially because Tom is a 12-year-old boy saying that he will not rest until he sees a dead guy.
Yeah, I think this shows the violence that people was going through at the time, because to think nowadays, like, I don't think that any 12-year-old kid would say this nowadays, but, like, it kind of looks, like, normal here in the book, right? Like, this quote, it's quite shocking.
Yeah, it's definitely not something that stands out unless you're looking for it. So, yeah, I guess Tom, although I don't think Tom is a bad guy, and I don't think he has bad values, but just the way he's raised, like, this is normal. And for someone not, especially because this is a kid's book, for someone not trying to find these kinds of things, like, this is just seen as, like, a funny story in the book. But going deeper into this is what children are reading.
For sure. Like, for decades, children we're being fed with this, with these stories, with this book. And I think that it played a big part of the childhood, such like classic books as this one. And to be reading this type of violence and putting dead corpse and, I don't know, like the level of violence I think that it plays is quite shocking for a 12-year-old kid, so for children to read this and hear this, it for sure puts them under pressure or like a type of violence.
Another interesting article we found was from Penn State University, which pretty much compares
Twain's analysis of the racial ideology and how we perceive colorblind racism nowadays. So in this, we discuss how Twain was trying to avoid racial issues, and he actually tries to explain a different like a different racial ideology. He was trying something different.
In this case, I feel like it was tough for him to avoid racism or like racial controversial situations because, I mean, it was so normal for him. It's probably a line that he can't quite differentiate the line between being racist and just being normal, because that's just his everyday habits, I think. But sorry, this article does show that Twain does have a pretty forward-thinking mind, you know, realizing that there is racism, and he does differentiate it, and to some extent tries to avoid it in his books.
I think that in this article we found how that Twain's main audience is 21st century leaders, actually, and how he explains and he tries to encourage everyone to find their own racial identity, and he wants everyone to find like their own path and their own beliefs. And even though they steam back to the Jim Crow era, where racial was a normal thing and where racism was a normal thing, Twain believe, and like we all believe, and the article shows that still nowadays there's still a huge unawareness about this, all of these issues.
Yeah, well, I guess the other author we really went into with racism, and I mean, he's pretty obvious about it, I think, to some extent, is Dr. Seuss. He obviously started with political cartoons and advertising companies in the 1920s through the 1940s. And I mean, I guess at this time there is a lot of racism happening, especially with like Japan during the World War II and stuff. And there's this thing where there's political cartoons. And in his book, If I Ran a Zoo, he draws Asian characters really, really, I guess, racist. He draws like the eyes like squinted, and there's one picture where there's three Asians carrying a man in like a carriage, and there's a caption underneath that and I quote, "Helpers who all wear their eyes at a slant." So I mean,
it's pretty obvious what he's trying to say.
And this is a children's book, you know. This is kids were learning. Part,
like, I don't know, and it's crazy how famous he is, like, still nowadays, and many people, they're not aware of, like, how racist he was, and all the damage that he tried that he did in people and children, but, like, by saying all this, all the things, all these phrases, all these drawings, it has a huge impact on people, and coming from him, like, a huge impact on society and everyone as well, you know, from big people and like adults and children that are listening to this every day.
I think we should clarify that he isn't racist against black people here. This isn't a minority. It's more Asians, and he was like I think the word is white supremacist, thought the white, I guess, American in his case, but I think he's half German, were just better at depicted everyone else as less. And I mean, I do understand that during the World War II, like, America did have a big conflict of interest with Japan, especially with like the Hiroshima bombings and stuff, but nevertheless, I mean, he wasn't a children's author, and I mean, I remember when I was a kid, every time I read like Cat in the Hat or any Dr. Seuss book, it was like a very happy book, you know. There was the rhymings and there was all the cool drawings. But I mean, now to think about it, that I was reading all of this, not really knowing, you know, like maybe when I was 10, I saw those little Japanese cartoons and I didn't really think of it, you know, but
I mean, you don't realize it's pretty well hidden. And that what you said about, like, that he was being kind of racist against Asian people. Do you think that he had a big, like, for sure he was doing it because he was, like, kind of born at that time. He was living in the time where...
Yeah, and he was probably angry, too.
Yeah, because, yeah, towards the Japanese, and, like, there was, like, huge conflict and a lot of tension there. So do you think, as we said about Mark Twain, do you think that maybe Dr. Seuss find a way to, like, found his way in towards the writing world by being racist towards the Japanese people, towards the Asian people, by doing all these drawings?
A little bit. You have to find your popularity some way.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Unfortunately, the way society is, people will recognize the bad things before the good things.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, maybe this sort of racism did have some impact in the success of his career, but
yeah.
I mean, not to take anything away from him, he was a genius writing, and
yeah,
he did do a lot of good, especially for children's literature, because
yeah,
the way his books are written, I read an article a couple years back. This is just off of memory, but it was the way his books are written promote reading and writing for little kids, especially in, like, illiterate countries and stuff, because they're so easy to remember and they're so easy and fun to read that it actually
yeah,
wants, like, it gets people to read it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They're super fun and entertaining for kids. They are great books. We're not discussing that. We're just, like, we will think that his methods, maybe, right? They
yeah,
were, like,
the methods were not...
Yeah, like, the right ones.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, and I mean, it's obviously difficult talking, I guess, in a negative way of such genius writers, because they have had such a positive impact
yeah,
on children's literature and just American literature in general. And we just want to be clear in saying that they're not bad authors or bad people.
Yeah.
We're just saying that there's hidden messages. I mean, I guess there's hidden messages in anything in life, you know,
yeah,
and we're just putting it to light. Any last thoughts?
No, yeah, for sure. I agree with you on that. We're not discussing that these people were great authors and they helped American literature, and it helped children from all over the world. I read both of these authors, and they are great at their literature. Their books are amazing, and they still have a huge impact on every kid's life. But yeah, as you said, they have, like, hidden messages, and I think that they are too much sometimes, and that we should be careful on how we read them and explain our children, like, help them differentiate between what's right and wrong.
I agree. And I think that's a good stopping point.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Cheers.